Good morning. My name is Nathan Zastman, and you're listening to Zastman Plays the Classics. Today is my fifth program in my Instruments of the Orchestra series, and my last featuring the English horn. The music that started today's program, which you can still hear in the background, is the first movement of the English Horn Concerto by Christopher Ball with English horn soloist Paul Arden Taylor with the Emerald Concert Orchestra. One of the lesser-known orchestral instruments, the English horn is a double-reed instrument in the oboe family that's about 1.5 times longer than the oboe. It has a pear or onion-shaped bell at the bottom and a mellower, almost vocal quality that's darker in tone and lower in pitch than the oboe. Christopher Ball has had no fewer than 6 musical careers as a clarinetist, conductor, publisher, arranger, composer, and award-winning photographer. He was born in 1936 in Leeds, England, and started composing as a teenager. This is his Concerto for English Horn, performed by Paul Arden Taylor on the English horn with the Emerald Concert Orchestra. Concerto for English Horn and Orchestra by Christopher Ball, with English horn soloist Paul Arden Taylor and the Emerald Concert Orchestra. Gaetano Donizetti is a well-known Italian opera composer. He was born November 29, 1797, and died April 8, 1848. Donizetti was considered, along with Bellini and Rossini, one of the three great masters of the opera style known as bel canto. This is the Concertino for English Horn in F Major by Gaetano Donizetti, performed by the English hornist Pedro Diaz.
Thank you.
Concertino for English horn in F major by Gaetano Donizetti, performed by English hornist Pedro Diaz. Seems like a lot of Italian composers liked composing for the English horn. Giuseppe Pilati is another Italian composer who was born in Bologna, Italy in 1784 and died in 1838. This is his concerto for English horn in F major, and Pedro Diaz is the English horn soloist.
Thank you.
Concerto for English Horn in F Major by Giuseppe Pilotti, performed by English horn soloist Pedro Diaz. Joseph Fiala was born in Lukovic, Bohemia, and had a professional career as a composer and oboist. The Concerto for English Horn was originally composed for the viola da gamba and transcribed for the English horn. For your information, the viola da gamba is rarely used today, but it's similar in size to the cello, but with six strings, and it's also fretted to make it easier to play chords, similar to a guitar. Let's listen to the great English horn soloist Albrecht Meyer perform the English Horn Concerto in C Major by Joseph Fiala with the Kammerakademie Potsdam.
Thank you.
Concerto for English Horn and Orchestra in C Major by Joseph Fiala, performed by Albrecht Meyer English Horn with the Kammerakademie Potsdam. Back to Italy. Giuseppe Ferlendis was an Italian oboist and composer who was born in 1755 and died in 1810. He's well known for composing three oboe concertos and a concerto for English horn. This is a performance of the English Horn Concerto by Giuseppe Ferlendis, performed by English hornist Marino Bedetti with the Giuseppe Ferlendis Orchestra, conducted by Pierangelo Pellucci.
Thank you. Thank you.
Concerto for English Horn and Orchestra by Giuseppe Ferlendis with English hornist Marino Bedetti with the Giuseppe Ferlendis Orchestra conducted by Pierangelo Pellucci. Bernard Hoffer is a Swiss-born American composer and conductor who was born October 14, 1934 in Zurich, Switzerland, and studied composition at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. He also won 6 Clio Awards for his work on commercials. This is his English Horn Concerto. Richard Pitman conducts the National Symphony Orchestra with English hornist Thomas Stacey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Concerto for English Horn and Orchestra by the Swiss-born American composer Bernard Hoffer. Thomas Stacey was the English horn soloist, accompanied by the National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Richard Pitman. Walter Piston was an American composer, music theorist, and professor of music at Harvard University. He was born January 20, 1894, and died November 12, 1976. His many students included Leonard Bernstein and Leroy Anderson. And like so many composers, he went to France to study music composition with Nadia Boulanger. This is the Fantasy for English Horn, Harp, and Strings. The English horn soloist is Glenn Danielson with the Juilliard String Quartet and harpist Therese Elder Wunroe. Thank you. Fantasy for English horn, harp, and strings by the American composer Walter Piston. The English horn soloist was Glenn Danielson with the Juilliard String Quartet and harpist Therese Elder Woonrow. This ends today's program, my fifth and final program in my English horn series. I was surprised to find so many wonderful compositions for the English horn, which has the most beautiful sound, making it a perfect solo instrument, and it's also been used so well by so many fine orchestral composers. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I did. Remember that you can listen to podcasts of my previous broadcasts by going to ZassmanClassics.com, and if you have any recommendations for future programs, or if you would just like to chat about music, my email address is music@Zassman, that's ZASSMAN.com. My name is Nathan Zassman, and you've been listening to Zassman Plays the Classics, brought to you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Central Time on CJUM Radio, online at umfm.com, and at 101.5 on your FM radio dial. Tune in again next week when I'll begin a new series featuring the French horn. As I have a few minutes left, I'll close with Lamento by the French composer Emmanuel Chabrier, with English horn soloist Jean-Marc Jourdan and the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Hervé Niquette.